I'm going to turn to the gospel lesson. If you are comfortable standing, I ask you to do so. Sandy, are you going to read it or am I going to read it? I beg your pardon. Sandy's going to read us the gospel lesson, so please.
Thank you, man.
See, he's trying to take my place.
I'm new here.
The gospel this morning is Luke 21. It's found on page... I must have the wrong one.
81.
Well, I'm going to read from a different one, but I'm going to go back to 21. This from Luke 21, 25 to 28, and also 34 to 36. The coming of the Son of Man. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth, distress among nations confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. The exhortation to watch. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and with the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap, for it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.